I don't have a countdown so much as I've got a starting soon.
Yeah,
what's your says, countdown on
this live event will begin in 2 minutes 54 53 52 you get it.
Oh, keep counting.
no, I'll stop there.
What's up, Houdat Nation? And thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United Saints podcast.
What?
That's right. It's been a while. I'm your host, Jeff. And today we've got a full slew of people to talk about the Saints, starting off with Jason. Welcome to the show. What's your number?
My number is zero. I'm currently on my lunch break at work, still recovering from my sickness. So, again, I sound pretty nasally. But I had to show up. We're actually doing a Saints podcast.
Yeah,
I didn't realize we were a Saints podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got a lot. We're a diverse podcast, and the Saints are our flagship episode. But it's been quiet for in the Saints universe. So we've filled our time talking about Survivor and Premier League and the Pelicans and LSU and you name it. XFL, that's right. Also that voice you heard, there's James. James, welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
All right. And that James, you're coming over from the UK?
I am, yes. And I have a number. You haven't asked me, but I do have a number.
Oh, you're the one I should be asking for a number because it's nighttime for you.
Yes. 6:30 p.m. over here. I am currently a 1 whiskey.
All right. Big 1. You'll be working on that throughout the show.
Maybe.
All right. And then, Scott, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Well, as you can see, I'm in a car, so I'm going to say 0 for in case there's any law enforcement watching.
I am a bit concerned about Jason because he's been fighting off that cold for about a month now. I hope he doesn't have the corona or anything. No, it's the Miller virus.
Okay. Miller?
Yeah. There's your problem right there.
Lonnie, you caught that from Lonnie?
Yeah. I'm too much time in the beer, but, you know, I was contained on a giant beer boat, you know.
Yeah. All right. So with that, I apologize to anybody who is watching. If the video is frozen, I don't know if the audio is frozen. We are testing new software, but we are recording this. So if you're listening to it on your podcast app, you're getting the clean experience for now. So please bear with us and be patient with us. In the meantime, let's start talking about free agency. Jason, you've studied a lot on around the NFL. Which free agents are you most excited about?
I'm excited for the ones that end up being signed by the Saints, whoever they are.
That's a good answer.
Whoever they are.
All right. No, for real though. Let's start with maybe a more Saints-focused question, which is, what positions do you want the Saints to focus on?
All of them.
So supposedly the draft is loaded with a lot of quality wide receivers. So I would think we'll look there. It doesn't mean we won't. Sign a receiver in free agency, but I got to think we're going to be more looking in the draft. But to me, a combination of a linebacker to me is the biggest need for this team. So I would definitely look at a linebacker. And I mean, in addition to the draft, you know, free agency wise, I would look at a linebacker and possibly some offensive line depth. At least that's where I would look. Maybe a backup quarterback if they're not playing in a draft one.
I kind of agree with some of that. I almost hope they kind of almost do look for a wide receiver, possibly in free agency, just because, you know, we're in that win now mode. Whereas you draft a wide receiver, it's going to take him. You know, rookie wide receivers aren't usually very impactful, at least not unless they're like Randy Moss level. Michael Thomas level.
Why don't you use the one we have?
Sorry. Yeah, Michael Thomas level. But, you know, if you can get a quality veteran receiver, you know, that can be somebody else to throw to other than Michael Thomas, then I think that would be pretty good. But I do agree that linebacker is probably the thing we need the most.
What about defensive back? Any cornerback situation you're concerned about? I mean, we got Lattimore for another year.
Right. I mean, is Jenkins is under contract still?
11 million cap hit, though. That's the problem with Jenkins.
Got it. Apple's a free agent. I'd kind of like to hold on to Jenkins. I know 11 million might seem like a lot, but if he's competent enough, I mean, we're going to need another competent.
You got P-Rob, but he hasn't, like, for some reason, P-Rob only plays good when he's not wearing black and gold. I mean, not that he was bad, but he wasn't what we were hoping we were going to get when we got him from Philadelphia.
I mean, he also got injured, you know, his first year.
Oh, that's, part of it.
By the fat-ass Falcon lineman that went right on his Achilles or his ankle.
Intentional.
I mean, I think Patrick Robinson's got one more year left on his deal, but I think, I mean, I don't know whether you agree with me, I'd rather we cut ourselves loose from that and spent that money on maybe signing PJ Williams back. I think PJ Williams was better than Patrick Robinson for the past 2 years.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, you could definitely say he was better for sure.
I mean, there are a few cornerbacks coming out in free agency. Who's the guy from Dallas?
Who? Byron Jones.
Yeah, we. I mean,
he'll be expensive though.
I mean, you can never have too many good quarterbacks.
If they're good. They're going to be expensive. And Chris right, Harris, I feel like we have a history of hurting cornerbacks. We need like 8 of them.
We do. I mean, yep. If we're going to try and pick up somebody in free agency, I'd like to make a run at Chris Harris from Denver.
You don't think he's past his prime?
No, I don't think so. I think he's got
Mike
another
McKenzie.
Well, yeah, I think he's better than Mike McKenzie ever was.
Well, yeah, except for the 09.
Well, yeah, true. But, you know, I don't think he'll be expensive. And, you know, if we're going to keep Lattimore and we're going to keep Jenkins, is he your third?
He'd be a good third for at least, like, you know, if you get that win now mentality. Let's get him to win now. And you'll probably get a couple of years out of him.
Yeah, I mean, the only other one that's been kind of rumored to be available, but that's via trade, is Darius Slay from the Lions. Now, that'll be costly to get him, I guess. But
very costly.
Him opposite Lattimore would be quite a nice thought.
Yeah, and if there's anybody that can make it work, it's Mickey Loomis.
It is true.
That's true.
Very true.
All right, what free agents on the Saints roster are you absolutely sure will come back? Are you
Drew Brees?
Besides Brees. are you okay with losing? Like, kind of maybe not absolutely sure, but who do you, if you're Mickey Loomis, who are you doing whatever it takes to bring back? And who are you saying go shop to?
Well, Andrus Pete.
Bye-bye, donkeys. Yeah, bye-bye, donkeys.
Like, not even go shop, just be like, look, yeah. I highly recommend you go call your real estate agent.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so he is one I do not want us to even entertain re-signing, to be honest. Well, Taysom Hill
is one that you're bringing back.
Definitely. I know he's a restricted free agent, but I definitely want him back. I want Von Bell back.
That's going to be the tricky one because I think Onyemata is their number one priority to come back. So can you bring him and Bell back next year? I think that's going to be the big question.
Yeah, and we've got Gardner Johnson who can kind of take Von Bell's role, I guess, and is going to be cheaper for the next 3 years. So, yeah.
I mean, maybe there's the hope that, you know, because I don't think Von Bell is up there in the top 5 safeties available. So maybe if he's not that expensive, you know, maybe we can keep him around at a decent price. I mean, I'd really prefer to keep him around to keep this defense strong.
I think we all can pretty much agree Bridgewater's gone.
Have you heard any interest from anybody? I mean, I haven't heard him linked. I mean, you're hearing Tom Brady linked to teams, and you're hearing all these other players linked to teams, but you're not hearing Teddy Bridgewater linked.
I heard. Well, I've heard. Tampa
Bay have been linked quite strongly with
Tampa. New England, possibly,
if they lose. If
they lose Brady.
Right.
So yeah. Those two teams, I don't think that's going to pan out. I actually think Tampa's going to hold on to Jameis Winston, and I think New England holds on to Brady. So now if Jacksonville is truly interested in getting rid of Big Dick Nick, they might make a play for Bridgewater.
I don't know, man. They got Minshew Mania.
Oh, that's right. I forget about him. Yeah, never mind.
If you're Teddy Bridgewater, though, would you seriously consider going to play for the Jags?
No.
Yeah, they crazy to think they were.
I mean, if you were going to start, I mean, if you're going to be a backup, you may as well stay in New Orleans.
Yeah. Maybe he just wants to come to London.
Yeah, maybe.
Wants to get himself some fish and chips.
That's a terrible attempt at an accent. Terrible.
I didn't try an accent.
You did.
I mean, you can't do an accent with fish and chips. I mean,
yes, you can, James. Chips. Say it.
Yeah, she can.
Say it, James.
Fish and chips. Fish and chips.
Say.
Fish and chips. All right. What else? Who else? I mean, are you want to look ahead to draft, or you want? I mean, is it too presumptuous to do so?
I mean, I think we still have two months. I think you need to see what we do in free agency before we really dive into the. I mean, this is more free agency. More, who do you think is going to leave? Like, you know, if I had to guess, I would say Onyemata comes back, but somehow Bell does not. But like, do you think there'll be like a surprise signing that we don't really expect? Like, let's say we go out and toss like, I don't know, $40-50 million at a guard or something. Because I feel like sometimes that happens. Like, you're just not expecting something, and they're like, "Oh, the Saints offered so and so 4 years and $30 million." You're like, "What?"
Yeah, it could be just to get, you know, Breeze some extra time. You know, getting up there in age, he got hurt this year. Maybe they're looking to shore up that line.
I mean, especially if we're all assuming Pete's gone, so we have Nick Easton, but there's nobody else. So that's something they'd have to address the draft or free agency.
I'm just looking even here. The Steelers have a ton of free agents. One, two, three. Three of them are offensive linemen. So, I mean, that's three right there. That's one team. I don't know how many other linemen are out there, but you're right. I mean, rule number one is you protect Drew Brees. That's more important than any other position, especially a 41, 42-year-old Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I just wonder how much money you're going to commit to the offensive line when you've got Teron Armstead, who's already on a fairly meaty deal, and it's Ryan Ramczyk's turn next offseason, and he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
So how much do you want to commit? I mean, I know you've got McCoy on a rookie deal, and obviously Warford, I think, has got 1 year left on his deal. But, I can't.
Well, I mean, and it's okay to pay players. I mean, you're talking about they got to get paid. Yes.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Pay them then, especially with the salary cap skyrocketing. I mean, yeah, pay them. And you know, you say especially with Drew Brees and aged Drew Brees, but also post Drew Brees, whoever comes in won't be as good as him and needs protection in order to be good. So going back to the earlier statement, offensive linemen may be the most important position for now and the future. I mean, that's not even a bold statement. You know, that's standard football 101. It's not the sexy pick that the talking heads talk about all the time, but at the end of the day, without a good lineman, you ain't winning football.
How many teams have good offensive lines? There's not many, is there? There's only four or five teams that have really good offensive lines, and luckily enough, for the past few years, we've been one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, having the offensive line opening up could open up the running game more, which protects Drew even more because he's not throwing as much. And, you know. So, I mean, if the running game's working, he doesn't need a throw.
Yeah, and this may be something, you know, it's not like they're going to throw a ton of money, but it could be another, like, medium-sized, like, you know, Easton was, you know, like $4 or $5 million a year. Maybe it's just something like that to bring in somebody to compete with him.
Yeah.
All right, so do y'all want Jimmy Graham back?
Nope.
Nope.
Thank you.
Do you want Jamie Collins?
I want Vodka Collins.
Tom
what
Collins?
About Tom Collins?
So, price dependent, yes.
Oh, all right.
I think if he's...
You could get him cheap.
Cheap enough, yeah. Then I would definitely... He's an upgrade over what we've got apart from DeMario Davis, isn't he? He is an upgrade on Anzalone, Alonso, Klein.
He plays definitely, football, so he's an upgrade on Anzalone.
Definitely an upgrade on Craig Robertson, so...
Well, does... So, Mr. Coach Klein is a free agent. Do you think the Saints bring him back?
I think right now you need to, unless you get a Jamie Collins. Mm. And really, if you get him, I mean, like James just said, other than DeMario Davis.
We got nothing.
Isn't Mr. Coach Klein our best number two?
So yeah. Far?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Anzalone's almost permanently injured. Alonso is under contract for another year, but his cap hit is quite high, I think. So... restructure maybe, but you know, he struggles with injuries a lot. He got what, 3 injuries in the time he was with us last year?
Well, yeah, and he didn't he tore his ACL in the playoff game, so like he probably won't even be. I know it players recover sooner now, but I feel like he wouldn't even be ready for the start of the season. I mean, it's definitely somebody that we couldn't count on.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, it's clearly something they need to address, I think, free agency and the draft. I think you need to address it in both spots.
Yeah, it's quite a few. I mean, I know we weren't going to talk about the draft, but there are quite a few mock drafts that are putting us with linebackers.
Don't talk about mock drafts. Don't talk about mock drafts. Don't talk about mock drafts.
Speaking of cornerbacks, Jalen Mills is a free agent. Anybody care?
Eagles? Yeah. XLSU.
Yes, XLSU. Yeah. I'll take him for that reason.
Yeah, and that's why the Saints won't sign him.
That's right. Unless he's from Ohio State, you can forget about it.
You know who else from the Eagles is a free agent? Darren Sproles.
I thought he was retiring.
I thought he retired. Yeah,
you know, retired. Players only retire after no team claims them for 2 years.
Jason Witten retired too. How'd that turn out? He's back retired, I think, again.
Malcolm Jenkins is also a free agent.
Yeah, bring everybody back.
Yeah, let's just bring the whole 09 team back.
Well, I mean, it worked once.
Assign Lance Moore and Reggie Bush and just everybody.
Is Meacham out of jail yet? Could he come back?
Who? Robert Meacham.
Let's get Darren Sharper. Get him. From jail.
He ain't doing nothing.
He's making license plates.
Yep. All right. So is that all y'all got for free agency? We do have another, at least one other headline.
Okay. I mean, I think that's all I got. I just think, you know, for sure they hit the linebacker spot.
Yeah. All right. And then Scott, I think you said wide receiver. I say cornerbacks. And James, you say offensive line.
One of us will be right.
Yeah, one of us will. Yeah.
It's your Mel Kiper version of the free agent.
That'd be hilarious. Our biggest signing is a fullback.
Well, we do need one.
We do need a fullback, yeah, we do.
So, all right, the other thing that came out is Cam Jordan will be a sideline analyst for the XFL Saturday game between, what is it, the New York and D.C.?
I don't think it was D.C.,
LA. Okay. So are you going to watch? What do you think he's going to do? He's going to say, and what do you think this means as far as this a precedent being set for NFL stars to endorse the XFL?
Well, I mean, you've had a lot of NFL stars on the sidelines and stuff during games. I think it'll be pretty funny. He seems like, you know, from hearing him, he's a pretty funny guy, and I'll be interested to see if he says anything, you know, about the refs or, you know, because he's been vocal about, you know, that kind of stuff. And maybe he's just kind of posturing himself for a post-football career, you know, doing something in the booth or something.
How many years left do you think he's got in the tank?
I don't know. I mean, I think he's got a good another. How old is he?
30, I think.
He's probably right around 30.
So, he's probably got one more contract. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he did. He was hurt last year, apparently. He played through some injuries.
That was crazy.
You saw that tweet that came out where he was talking about playing through her injury?
Yeah, I mean, that sounded incredibly like a serious injury. Like, no wonder why he didn't do much at the end of the year.
Right.
What injury was it? I must have missed that.
He's everything, but if I had to choose. Was it a chest tear or something?
It was some kind of core muscle tear injury.
Yeah. And then he had written this. He wrote something in, like, the notes pad of his phone, and it was longer than a tweet, I guess, and posted it. And it kind of talked about how, you know, yes, I'm injured. It's not an excuse, but the players play through injuries all year, but that it was something, and it won't be an issue next year, I guess. But it's almost like you got Kamara playing through injury, Cam Jordan playing through injury.
Drew
last year.
I mean, he missed 5 games, yeah.
He missed 5 games.
But he did miss 5 games. I mean, so, yeah, it goes down to, you know,
yeah, I mean, we lost Rankins again, you know, like
Davenport.
And yeah, Davenport, you know, we really had some bad injury luck last year.
And we still went 13-3 for the second year in a row.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it really, if not for injury, we beat Minnesota. We were the best team. We are the best team when healthy. Unfortunately, health is like one third of the equation.
Or half.
Right. Yeah, actually, yeah, you're probably right. It's half. What else y'all got? Anything else? Saints? Since the last time we've done a show?
Alvin Kamara, then. What's going to happen with him this offseason?
I think you keep him. I think knowing that he was hurt, he's valuable. He's not trade bait.
Is he going to hold out?
A little bit.
I'm up in the air. Like, I think coming into the season, I thought, well, if he puts up another typical Kamara season, I thought 100% he's holding out and we're going to be stuck. I mean, it may still happen because he still is getting paid peanuts for what he theoretically provides for us. So
I'll take those peanuts.
They're right.
Yeah, but an NFL player won't.
You know, I mean, especially considering Michael Thomas did it last year, I still think he does have some kind of holdout. I don't know that we're going to, you know, acquiesce to his demands. I'm not really sure.
It's not going to be like you're saying, I'm assuming you mean he's not going to hold out for top running back money.
He's going to hold out
for more money than maybe the Saints are considering at first, and then there's going to be a negotiation, and that's basically a standard contract negotiation.
What do you think he gets then?
I mean, he ain't taking the first offer.
And what's top running back money?
Top running back's probably like, what, 12? I mean, we'll see. Derrick Henry is a free agent. We'll see if they tag him or if he gets any kind of deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, we may offer him 8 or 9, maybe like a short term, and just say, hey, look, here's some money. It's a lot more than you're making now. Why don't you take it?
Yeah.
You know, will he accept it? I don't know.
I want him back.
Oh, 100% want him back, yeah.
Well, I remember at the end of last year, we all were kind of talking about, do you trade him to Cincinnati? Hypothetical. Do you trade him to Cincinnati in order to get the number one pick so you can get Joe Burrow? And I know Scott, you and I were definitely on board with that.
That'd be the only person I'd trade him for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you still would, knowing.
Sign me up now.
So you're in there. Okay, so knowing the year one and year two Kamara, uninjured Kamara, you'd still trade him.
For Joe Burrow?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
For Tiny Hands Burrow?
Yep.
Absolutely, I would trade him.
All right.
100%.
All right. Anything else? Final thoughts, Jason?
I'm kind of enjoying my Saints offseason and not thinking too much about the Saints. You know, this is the third year that I've kind of done it. So other than, you know, when free agency starts in a week and a half, 2 weeks, you know, I'll ratchet up a little bit. And then when the draft comes, I'll ratchet up a little bit. But it's nice not to think or worry about Saints or think, oh, well, what's Taysom's contract going to look like? Or who's going to be our quarterback? Or a lot of this other nonsense. Like, I don't know. I just kind of don't care right now.
It's not that you care. It's just that you know that it's futile to obsess over it every day because you've got to wait for the result and you don't have a say in the result. So you've just got to wait for it to happen.
Right. I mean, right. At the end of the day, if he's wearing a Saints jersey in September, then I'm all for it. Great. You know, until then.
Yeah. All right.
So I'm enjoying all the other things. So, and we got Tiger Week next week.
Oh God. All right. Hey, this is a Saints episode and, save that stuff for the LSU gymnastics podcast. Scott, final thoughts.
I don't really have anything, just, you know, ready for free agency to kind of start and, see what happens, see where we go in the draft. You know, it's going to be picking back up pretty soon. So, you know, enjoy your break while you can, cause, we're about to get hot and heavy and hopefully pretty soon. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing where all the free agents go. You know, not just with the Saints, cause a lot of them, you know, depending on where they go, could affect us as far as if we have to play them or, you know, whatever. So it'll just be kind of interesting to see and to see what kind of deals people get, because that also kind of affects us too, because it sets the market. So just looking forward to that. So.
All right. And James, final thoughts.
I'm just intrigued to see what Drew Brees' contract's going to be. I mean, he said it's the Saints or nothing.
He kind of tipped his hand there, like, right? I mean, you can't really hold out if you do that.
No. Are the Saints going to try and potentially lowball him a little bit? I would be surprised if they did that. But, you know, I'm just really intrigued to see what he wants and what he gets and how long it's for. Kind of worries me for the future if it's another one of those 3-year deals with 2 years that are voidable at the end of the season and, you know, we're still paying him in 2047 or whatever it is.
I don't see him doing that. I mean, he even says, you know, I'm kind of going year to year. So he says, you know, so I think I could play it on 45, but I'm going to go year to year. Well, if I was the Saints, I'd be like, well, if you're going to go year to year, you know, we're going to sign you year to year kind of thing. You know, well,
you know, I think already. Isn't it right that whatever happens, he counts a minimum of $13.5 million or something, or $21 million or something like that on the cap anyway, not including whatever his salary is?
Yeah, for some reason I thought it was like 19, part of the ghost year that Loomis added on it last year.
Mm-hmm. So intrigued to see what that contract's going to look like and when it gets announced.
Hopefully before free agency, so then we know, you know, what else we have to play with.
If it's not by then, I mean, other teams can actually offer him money, right? And
he said he doesn't care how good the offer is. He's not listening to anybody else other than the Saints. That's what he said in the interview today.
But I think, like, he has to sign before free agency starts. Otherwise, like, that $19 million automatically gets put on it, and then – like, we have to sign something else. Whereas now I think Loomis can somehow work that into any contract that he signs before the start of the new league year.
And I'm also kind of interested to see with Taysom Hill, what they do with him, what kind of contract they sign him to, what kind of tender they put on him. Obviously, he wants to be, you know, like you said, a starting quarterback. Drew has come out and said, I'm okay with splitting time with Taysom if it means us winning. But I haven't heard anything from Taysom saying that he's okay with that. So, you know, be interesting to kind of see with that.
It's got to be a first-round tender, right?
Has to be. Yeah, we're not going to let any team pluck him up without getting any kind of compensation if that's what happens.
So minimum he plays for, was it $4.5 million next year?
Right.
If he signs the tender.
Mm-hmm. Which is a big bump from what he's been making. So.
It is.
All right. Well, that is all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends, hint, hint, about the Dome Patrol United Saints podcast. Follow us on Twitter for daily conversation at Dome Patrol US and Dome Patrol UK. Like us on Facebook to watch live broadcasts, even if it's a still frame with audio only. Subscribe on YouTube to watch as well or to listen as an alternative to your podcast app. And if you don't do any of that and you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, there's always Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Yeah, bye-bye, donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Good evening.
Because 311's got the boom, y'all. My chick-